Sri Lankans cast their vote today in an election likely to further entrench President Mahinda Rajapaksa's political dominance, the first parliamentary poll since last year's end of a quarter century of war.
Nearly 80,000 police and soldiers guarded polling stations across the Indian Ocean island, where voters were deciding among the 7,620 candidates for the 225-member parliament.
Rajapaksa has been pushing for a two-thirds parliamentary majority that would allow his party to change the constitution.
Executive Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Dr. Yehan Pereira, told us more about the potential changes.
One change that the president has been quite open about is the need to change the electoral system, which is currently based on the proportional voting system, which makes it extremely difficult of any single party to get a two-thirds majority. It also leads to a lot of infighting between members of the same party. This is something on which there is a general consensus in the country that the electoral system needs to be changed. What the president is not talking about so openly and members of his government are not talking about is the possibility that he actually wants to remove the two-term limitation on his ability to be president, because he is currently in his second term. But in addition, there's also the issues of a solution to the ethnic conflict, and the government has also said that it will move in that direction if it gets the two-thirds majority.